Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. We have a lot of ships on the schedule today, partly because a bunch of them have been waiting now for a day or so to come into the river. We've only had just a couple of ships here and there have been allowed to come in when conditions were just right. And that's because the sea heights and the weather in general have just been too difficult. So the Columbia River Bar has been on red status per the Columbia River Bar pilots for the past few days, which means that ship traffic is really suspended from coming in and out of the river. So that means we have a lot of ships sort of, we have ships. If you go to the bottom of my website, shipreport.net, you'll see there's a big field there at the bottom of the a box that has marinetraffic.com in it, which shows all the ship traffic right in our area. So if you go there, look at the bottom of the page, you'll see that there are ships slowly motoring, steaming outside, call it slow steaming, outside the mouth of the river, just a few knots just to keep headway. And so they're hunkering down and they're waiting for their turn to come into the river. So the bar is now on yellow status today, so conditions have eased up a bit. We're kind of between storms. So I would imagine that as conditions permit and as vessels can handle it, the pilots will be bringing vessels in to the river. So we'll just have to watch and see who comes in. But here's what I know so far. I can tell you something about some of the ships that could be coming into the river today. The STH New York, arriving from China. She's a wheat ship headed for the Crims Island anchorage upriver just before Longview. The New Legacy is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Vancouver. Could have steel on board. The Carnet is arriving from Long Beach, California. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage, and she could be picking up bentonite clay. The NOCC Atlantic is a car carrier arriving from Tacoma with Hyundais on board. She could be here in the afternoon, maybe about 2 p.m. The American Endurance, in terms of when you might see her passing Astoria, so she'll probably start coming across the Columbia River Bar around noontime if conditions allow her to. The American Endurance is arriving from San Francisco. She's headed for Portland. She's got refined petroleum as her cargo. She'll be passing Astoria maybe about 3:30 or 4. The Desert Harrier is a bulk carrier arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Crims Island anchorage. That's on the Washington side of the river just before Longview. And she'll pass Astoria maybe 5:30 p.m. inbound. The Global Saikai is arriving from Japan. She's headed for Longview's anchorage. But she is a log ship, so she is going to the port of Longview. The Nord Baltic is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, and she will be going to the port of Portland. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Eva. She's headed for Calama at about noontime to pick up wheat. The Bulk Bolivia, the Federal Iris, the Nord Pluto, and the Vita Spirit will be waiting in the Astoria anchorage. And in the outbounders, we have the Rigi Venture leaving Portland with wheat on board. She could be passing Astoria. Well, she could have already passed Astoria outbound. The Pleiades Leader is leaving Vancouver at about 2 p.m. today. She's got Subarus on board, so a car carrier. So she could pass Astoria outbound by about 8 p.m. The Bulk Guatemala is slated to leave Portland today at about 4 p.m. I'm not sure what her cargo is. The Swiftness is leaving Portland with soda ash on board. She's leaving at about 4:30 p.m. And she will be passing Astoria outbound then at about 6 hours later. So the Pan Bicorn is leaving Calama. She has corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving at about 5 p.m., maybe 10 p.m. outbound past Astoria. And I'll be putting this schedule up on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net later on. But I want to share some audio from an interview I did with the captain of the port here at Air Station Astoria, all about Coast Guard operations. A little bit about marine weather before we do that, though. We have a small craft advisory today into early this evening, gale warning for this evening through late tonight, and a storm warning for late tonight through this afternoon. And seas could reach 25 feet again tonight, so maybe we'll be on red status again tomorrow morning. Well, I talked with earlier, at the middle of last week, I talked with Captain Jeremy Smith. He is the captain of the port here at the port of Sector Portland, I believe is what it's called. And he's based at the air station in Astoria. A little bit about what that is a particular position, the captain of the port. Here's what it means. Captain of the port is a title held by a United States Coast Guard officer, usually the commander of a United States Coast Guard sector with the rank of captain. Captain of the port duties involve enforcing within their respective areas port safety and security and marine environmental protection regulations, including protection and security of vessels, harbors, waterfront facilities, ports and waterway safety. So anyway, he's responsible for every darn thing with the Coast Guard in this area. And so I talked with him about some of the more unseen things that the Coast Guard does that people really don't know about, because that is really what the maritime industry, for those of us on land, is like. We don't really see the sailors who are working, the mariners who are working all the time on our behalf. They're pretty much invisible. The Coast Guard rescue option is sort of that facet of their work is more visible, as you'll hear him talk about. So this is Captain Jeremy Smith. Here's a clip from that interview I did with him last week. We're going to be hearing pieces from this over the next few days.
Hi, I'm Captain Jeremy Smith. I'm the sector commander for Sector Columbia River and the captain of the port for the Columbia River Zone.
Wow.
So for this in particular, when we're talking about the maritime transportation and the commerce that occurs, it's 450 miles of river from the Columbia River Bar all the way up to Lewiston, Idaho. And that represents a fair share. About 40% of the wheat exports come through this area, and it's about a $2.6 billion industry to the Columbia River system. So when a ship comes, depending on where it arrives from or what foreign ports it has been in or what crewmen are on board, it goes through a vetting process, and based on different indicators, different things happen to it. And one of those may be an offshore boarding where a security team will go on board and review the crew, review the cargo, and make sure that it's safe to enter the port. Once it enters, it hits the bar here, has bar pilots on board. They bring it across into the Story anchorage area, and then the bar pilots get off, the river pilots get on, and they navigate the vessel up to whatever port of call it's going to, Longview, Kalama, all the way up to Vancouver and Portland. So during that process, typically no boardings occur during that portion, but then once it gets into a port, if it's a foreign flagged vessel, it's required to have a yearly examination by the Coast Guard, and we go on to make sure basically that it's safe. They have the right life-saving equipment, they know how to do the different drills, firefighting, man overboard, they know how to safely operate the boat inside our maritime boundaries. And our vessels have the same experiences when they go to foreign ports, they're also examined. And then if it's a United States flagged vessel, then we do inspections, and we check the same things, make sure that it meets the Coast Guard regulations, meets our national requirements in order to safely operate in the inland waters and then offshore and in foreign waters as well. So part of my role as the sector commander is I'm also the officer in charge of marine inspection. So every U.S. flagged vessel in the captain of the port zone for Columbia River is my responsibility to ensure that it's safe for the mariners on board.
And that was Captain Jeremy Smith. He is the captain of the port. And that's Sector Columbia River, not Portland. I'm going to correct myself there. But one of the things that you can see a direct impact on, say, maybe as a recreational boater you might be, is that he decides whether the river bars along the coast are closing or not. So if you go to that website, which you can just Google Columbia, you can Google Oregon Bar closures or status, and you'll get a page that will take you to where you can see whether, the Tillamook Bay Bar is closed or open. If you see COTP, it's Captain of the Port Closure, when it's declared by the Coast Guard. So recreational and unspected passenger vessels, those kinds of things, those closures are determined by the Coast Guard. For commercial ships, it's the Columbia River Bar Pilots. So you've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.